So my question for us this morning is, what does it mean to believe? What does it mean to believe? So as we enter into this text with Matthew, in the Matthew passage, this is what has happened prior to when he entered the temple. Sometimes we need to know what happened before he entered the temple. Before Jesus entered the temple, he entered Jerusalem on the donkey. So he entered with the crowds cheering and some crowds wondering what's going on here. So the mixed message in the crowds, the chief priests, the elders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, all a little bit worried about what's going on here and what's going to happen to their positions of power and prestige. And then in the Matthew passage, not only did Jesus come in on the donkey, he also came into the temple, overturned the tables where they were bartering for the offerings, for the doves and everything. So all of this upheaval of what was normal for those who were in the temple had happened. And there he was again in their temple teaching. So you can imagine these chief priests and elders worried about what was going to happen next. This man had not done anything that was predictable. And here he was, some guy from the country, healing people, bringing crowds with him. Who gave him all the authority to do all of this? And that was the question they asked him. And then Jesus does what Jesus always does. When someone asks Jesus a question, he never gives a straight answer. He asks a question back. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, when I ask a question and someone answers with a question, I get frustrated. Because it's like, I just wanted yes or no. I didn't want to know what color I wanted. You know, when I said, go get me a shirt. Well, what color do you want? No, I didn't want a question. I just wanted the shirt. Go get it. And Jesus keeps doing this to us, you know? He keeps asking questions back. Why? Why does he do that? Because often when he asks a question back, he's asking about our hearts and our minds and our spirits. He wants to know from which that our faith comes. So what does he ask the chief priests and the elders? He asks them the question of John the Baptist. Whose authority, under whose authority did John the Baptist baptize and call people into a life of repentance? So now they have to struggle. They have to struggle with their answer, because how they answer impacts their place of prestige and power. So if they answer from heaven, the crowds will say, then why didn't you believe? If they answer from earth, the crowds will say, no, he was a prophet. You're wrong. So they were left in that place with, they didn't say what they believed. They didn't take a stand on their beliefs. They moved to that really wishy-washy place of, we don't know. They moved to a place where they weren't going to make a decision about where they stood and what they believed. And so Jesus said to them, then you don't get to know by whose authority I do what I do. If you can't claim the authority for John the Baptist, I am not sharing with you by what authority I do what I do. And he doesn't do this on the Father's authority. He does it on his own. He is Jesus Christ, Lord of heaven and earth. He does this because of his life, death, and resurrection, and his ascension and his return. It is by that authority Jesus does what Jesus does. But he tells this odd story. As he's talking about authority, he moves to that place of belief. And he tells the story of the two sons. And every time I hear this story, I always think about the dishes. Because dishes in my house were always a challenge, especially for me. Because I was the youngest. And I had to dry the dishes. I don't know about you, but I hated drying dishes. I would wash dishes any day, but drying them was just not something I wanted to do. But when I would get asked, you know, are you going to do the dishes? I'd say no. And they will tell you, my siblings will tell you, I went and hid. And they did the dishes. I was going to come back and do them, but they never gave me a chance. But the no person is always me. I would always say no. And then when I realized who asked what they asked of me, I would always go back and do what I was asked. But then he tells us about the son that says yes. Have you ever had that person who said yes to, hey, would you go take out the trash? Yes, I'll go take out the trash. And you come home from work and there's the trash sitting there not taken out. Well, you didn't tell me when. I was going to take it out. We move into those spaces of not doing what we're asked. Not because maybe we forget. But in the end, it shows what we believe, what we believe. And when Jesus tells this parable, he's talking about the vineyard. Whenever you hear the word vineyard, he's talking about us who are followers of Jesus Christ going out into the world to do the work that God calls us to do. So the first one that the Lord sends, that the Father sends, he's sending him out into the world. Go to the vineyard. And he says, no, I won't. Have you ever had a calling on your life that Jesus asked you to do something? And you know Jesus, it was like that nudge. Sometimes we just call it a nudge, but it's really the Lord's tapping us, saying, hey, I want you to do this. And we say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not. I haven't talked to her in weeks. I'm not going to go see her. And then he works on you and he works on you and he works on you. And then you put your shoes on, grab your keys, and you go see them. And you realize in that meeting of persons that God had a full intention of reconciliation to happen in that particular moment. Because even though you said no, you followed God's calling and went where God sends you. But then we have the one who always likes to say, yes, I'll do it. Yes, I'll do it. Yes, I'll do it. The nominations committee, we don't often get the yes, I'll do it person. But there is someone who always wants to say yes and then fails to do what you asked or fails to go where God called them, that gets that and nudge and doesn't go. Said, yes, I'll go. Yes, I'll go. Send me, send me, send me. And doesn't go. We know what people believe by how they live. We know what people believe by what they do more than what they say. Every Sunday we say the Apostles' Creed. We affirm what we believe. You know, I believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the communion of saints. I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection. We say all these things that we believe, but do we live as if we believe them? In our communion liturgy, we also talk about God created us out of love to be love, but our love failed, but God's love continued. If we believe these things, we also believe in God's love for the transformation of the world. And if we aren't living that love, if we aren't moving out into the community, we're like the son who says, I'll go and don't go. But if we sometimes say no, but still continue to go out and love the world, love our neighbor, love our enemy, love the one who stands on the other side of the middle. If we love where we have a hard time loving, as well as where it's easy to love, if we're loving, then we are following. Then we're living out what we believe. Because if we believe in a life everlasting, if we believe that God came so that the world might be saved in the form of his son, Jesus Christ, if we believe the things, I'm going to find it, in Philippians 2 that we just heard, that his name is highly exalted above every name, that every knee should bend in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If we believe that, then we need to go out into the vineyard and proclaim it, not just with our lips, but with our lives. We all know what the world looks like right now. We all know the struggles we're having as a nation. We know the struggles we're having individually. And I can tell you right now that it matters when someone calls you and says, my dog died. It matters that you are there to show up and care for them when they're hurting. It matters when someone calls you and says, we need a ramp. We need to put the ramp in place. It matters. because they matter to God. And if we're not living that life of reaching out into the world, into our communities, and sharing love, if we're expecting those who we have elected into places to do that for us, then we have let go of what God has called us to do. How do we know what we believe? We know what we believe by how we live. And if we are not living lives of love and faith and offering the salvific grace of our Lord Jesus Christ to those who need God's love, then we are the son who says, "I'll go," and doesn't go. So this week, spend some time thinking to yourself, what does it mean for me to believe? Am I living out that which I was called to do by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.